All right, so while I get set up.
Good. That was very good. Very nice.
That's a
pumpkin.
Huh?
Are you going to be able to come over and help?
In a few minutes. To do props and stuff like that, kind of like demonstrations and things. And when Sarah Grace saw me this morning doing stuff like props, her first thing was, is, Daddy, do I have to do it? Because normally when she's at church with me, is she gets called, not knowing, to come up and demonstrate. And she's a super big champ about it. And so I let her off the hook today, since it's kind of like her special day. And leave it to me for these ropes to get kind of tangled in 2 seconds. So just lay this one out straight across. Jesse, just lay it straight across. All right, just lay it down. All right. So what I'm going to do is I got two ropes going across, crisscross across the stage. I'm going to put this nice little tire right here in the middle. And so what I want is one of you, just I want you to, one, grab the rope, and I want you to pick up the whole tire off the ground. Just one. Pick it off, completely off the ground. All the way. Come on. Can you get it off the ground? All right, so now I want somebody else to come over here, and I want with you two, I want y'all two to try to pick up the tire and get it completely off the ground. I hope it doesn't work. Come on, make it not work. There we go. If it would have worked, I'd just, my whole sermon would have been ruined. So, in theory, it shouldn't work. All right, so just for the sake of time, because I've been told time is of the essence today, I want all four of y'all, try to get the best you can to, I want all four of y'all to lift up the tire and straight up and hold it. Thank you. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. All right. Bow for them. All right, so I want you to kind of remember this, demonstration. I'm going to kind of kick it out of my way because I will trip over it. I'm kind of prone to stuff like that. But anyway, so I want you to kind of remember that demonstration as we kind of go forth in the sermon, all right? So yesterday, I was at a Salkehatchee leadership meeting down in the wonderful world of Hampton, South Carolina. It's God's country down there. And it was kind of cool because the leadership team is coming down, and we're looking at our houses that we're getting ready to do for this coming Salkehatchee. You know, and we come in, and we got all these groups of people that are looking at these homes, and we're gearing up for these all these youth that are coming in, all right? So in July, we have 82 people that are going to come in and work on 8 homes, all right? So we get a lot done. Pretty much everybody knows what Salkehatchee is. I'm going to get me some water. I got a sinus issue, and my mouth is already going dry. So, but I want y'all, so 10 people, 5 days, a lot of work can get done. But I want you to think, if you take one person, a contractor, one or two people, and they come in and take on these huge endeavors. Like the house I'm working on, one section of the wall, exterior wall, is not there. The only thing keeping air from going in is a thin piece of paneling on the inside. No insulation, nothing. The wiring's bad. The roof trusses are shot. Part of the roof's getting ready to go down. There's no siding, holes in the floor. There's a lot. So to do all that with one person, it would take a long time. But when we go with Salkehatchee, we're taking a team of 10. And we can knock out pretty much the majority of this work in 5 days because we're doing it together. And as many as y'all know, say with the men's barbecue. You got the men's barbecue, and really, I would hate to see one person try to cook all those chickens. You know, one person can't even do the masterful flip that they have going on when they're flipping the chickens, you know. So to do all that, but so we do a lot of ministries with a lot of us. And it makes a huge impact by having more people. It makes things easier, more efficient to do it. Same way in your working world. A lot of times you get into projects, and it's a lot easier to have a team of people from the idea standpoint and the staffing, and just so you don't have to do as much, you take a lot of people, and you can actually get that task done a lot quicker and a lot more efficiently, and it might be right because you've got many minds coming in. Well, thing is, though, with Jesus, that's prayer. That's an amazing prayer. I mean, but when I'm reading, and I think I'm reading King James because it's so you start stumbling on the words. But it's such an elegant prayer. And the reason why he's sitting there, he's praying, is because at first he's sitting there, he's talking about him and God are one. That God has bestowed all things to him. Everything. He doesn't hold back. God doesn't hold back, and he bestows everything to Jesus. And Jesus has then taken all of that and bestowed it upon us. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? So we got the Trinity. So he's given us everything. So we have pretty much everything. Well, I think we have everything that God has given Jesus. And that's where we come in with the Holy Spirit. But the thing is, though, when he gives us that one, but he's given that to everybody, right? Everybody who's a Christian, who's accepted Jesus Christ in their life, has taken on the same love and the same desire to take Jesus' kingdom even further, right? That's our job. That's our purpose. We're supposed to go and take the kingdom of God to the non-believers. We're supposed to go out and do things. But let me ask you, how efficient is it to have one person, just one, to go out and do something and try to convert people to Christ? You see them. They're on the side of the corner sometimes and everything. Now, start adding people to it. More and more people. Then people take things serious. When you sit there and you got this demonstration up here on the thing, how many, one person, y'all were like, nah, they can't do that. Y'all could see the demonstration that one person was not going to be able to do it. Two people would be very, very, very hard, and you had to be very, very lucky to do it. But when four did it, y'all kind of knew, and y'all believed. So it could be any task. Any task that y'all think is impossible with one or two people, and then you add a ton of people to it, you can actually, and you see the task done with those people, then you believe, right? You believe with numbers. You believe the more you see it, the more you can believe what has actually occurred. So when we go out, and we go out as Christians, the more people that we do things together, the more people will believe us and see it, right? Because, all right, so on July the 13th, which is the first day of Salkehatchee, we got 82 campers that are coming, and we're going to have 82 people walking through these homes. And these homeowners are going to see 82 people who believe in Jesus Christ and who are wanting, not feel the need, the want to do God's work to help others. And they're going to know that there's all these people are not working on your house, because that would be kind of hard to put 82 people on a house. But they're working on all these other houses. And then all of a sudden on Sunday, they see this team of 10 come in. And that team of 10 does miraculous things to those homes. I know y'all have seen the pictures for over all these years of all the work that Salkehatchee does. But then they see that. And you hear them say, God has answered my prayers. You know, I feel God has finally answered my prayers. Because they see a team of people and they go out and do God's work. So it's the same thing as we do things as a church. The more people that we have going out and doing ministry, the more people are willing to believe it because they can see it. They want to see it. They see a crowd. Think about if all these people, everybody in this sanctuary right now goes out and does a ministry together. And they see a huge mass number of people all believing the same thing. And they see us having fun. They see the desire. They see the love that we have for each other and for them. I mean, Jesus sits there and tells us that we need to be one with each other, correct? If we are one with God, we are one with Jesus, and God and Jesus to say, and Dan also, then that means that I and Dan are one. We are the same. Same with anybody who is a Christian. We are one, and they need to see us working together. They do not need to see us divided. They don't need to see Methodist and Baptist. Because I'll tell you, if we go to when we go down to Hurricanes with ERT, they might see the different logos or something on a trailer, but they can't tell the difference between a Baptist, a Methodist, or any other denomination that's down there to help. All they see is people loving God and wanting to help them. You know, our church is going through a lot right now. The Methodist Church is going through a lot. Please be in prayer for everybody, whoever your lay delegate is, Dan, myself, forgot your name, Jason. All of us are going to be there, so please be in prayer for us as we go through this week, because right now we're very divided, okay? We're always going to, everybody's going to be divided. We're divided in politics. We got all those things. But at the end of the day, we are one with Christ. We are all together. We can disagree. That's fine. We have the ability to disagree with somebody, but at the end of the day, we need to work together to further God's kingdom. We can't do that divided. We cannot be divided and arguing and then trying to convince people that we love each other. You see two people fighting it out. Do you think they love each other? Huh? You be on the side street. You see somebody on the side of the street and they're sitting there and they're duking it out. Do you think they love each other? What do you think they're going to think if they see one Christian and another Christian arguing about Christianity? What are they going to think? I don't want to have to do with that. Hands up. I'm done. I don't want to be a part of something like that. And right now, we argue with the Baptists over baptisms and women in the pulpit and all that kind of stuff, and some people get heated about it. I mean, we can't even have an intelligent conversation about that. But we as Christians need to be one with each other. We need to be one with God, and we need to be one with Jesus, because Jesus just said in the Word that we are one. We are one with Him. We are one with our brothers and our sisters. So I want y'all to remember that. I want y'all to think about that when you go out and remember, like, oh, they got two or three people. That's enough. They can, you know, they can handle that. No, we need to flood. We need to just pour it on people. Let them see what we see. Let them feel what we feel. If they see this, and they see this as an amazing example of what Christianity is and what Jesus has taught us and what God has given us and God has taught us through Jesus, then we are unstoppable as a church. And I'm talking the universal church. We are unstoppable. Nobody can stop us if we do things together as one. With Christ, with God, and with each other. We need to stop the bickering. We need to work together and just do God's work. That is the one thing we need to do. And when that day comes, when eternity comes, and we get to be with God forever and ever and ever, then that means more people are going to be with us. The more the merrier, right? That's the saying, the more the merrier. The more people will be with us. Stop bickering. Stop arguing. Work together. And remember, people are watching us every single day. And if they see us doing a bad example, they're not going to want to be a part of us.